Wait, those are wait. Wrong for did sure. you?
This could get.
Oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Welcome to episode 35 of This Could Get Awkward. I'm Sam.
And I'm Janelle.
And we are 1 month out from Christmas.
Oh, really?
It's November 25th.
That's crazy. It feels like it's Christmas already because there's so much freaking snow here.
Yeah, there's a lot here too.
Mm-hmm. So I had an awkward encounter with a coworker the other day.
Ooh.
And this is a coworker I don't know super well, but it's like my last weekend in this city before I move. And so he invited me out to something for this weekend, actually. And this is earlier this week, and I haven't spoken to him since an awkward encounter happened, like a week and a half ago.
Is this the guy who replaced me?
Yes.
Cool. I love hearing stories about him because I'm so much better in every way. Okay, go on.
So that awkward encounter I'm not going to share because I'm just not going to. But
yeah, we talked about it and we decided it was like too awkward to share.
Yeah, it was just like, this could be bad to share online. Yeah. So that's a little bit of context. I've kind of been trying to almost avoid him ever since. Mm-hmm. Because it was that awkward. And I
you have mentioned him once before.
Have I?
Where your pants were ripped and he
yes.
was like, let me cover your bum for you and I like your pink panties and like
that is him.
Great.
So I walked past his office and because I have to every day a couple of times. And he called out my name, and so I was like, I could just ignore that. But I feel like it's too hard to annoy. Like, I clearly heard. So I turned around, I went back into his office, and he's like, hey, so, like, I know this is going to be, your last weekend here, and I know you want to, create memories or whatever, have a good time before you leave. So I want to invite you to this awesome party. And I was like, okay. Probably good intentions behind it, but whatever. He invited me to this party, and so I don't know any of his friends. And this party was at this some location that I've never even heard of.
Did you go?
It's tonight.
Oh, okay.
So this was earlier this week, and he's inviting me for this evening's festivities. And so I was like, I don't know where that is. I don't know where that is. And he's like, well, whatever. Like, you can look it up. His friends are having this big birthday party, and I don't know if it's a couple of them. And they rented out this bar or something, and they booked a DJ and they have food coming and they invited 180 people. And I was like, what the hell is this? Are your friends stupid rich because they're paying for this all? And it's not like you have to pay $20 to get into this birthday party or something like that. It felt like to me almost a mini wedding reception or something like that. Like, that's how much was being put into it. And then he's like, yeah. And then they rented a limo bus and everyone's going to go down to this bar downtown, and they paid for everyone's cover too. And they paid for the limo bus and everything. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, and it's a masquerade. And I was like, okay. And he's like, so you should come out. And I was like, well, I'm trying to think of the best way to say no without just flat out being like, no, I don't want to go, because I don't know. I have a really hard time saying no too as well. It's one of my biggest challenges. And so I was like, well, I have tentative plans, but maybe I could come to a portion of it or whatever. And thinking in the back of my head, I don't want to go to any of this. And he was like, well, tell your friends, invite anyone to come out and whoever you have plans with. And I was like, well, and so I do actually have tentative plans. And it might sound super lame, but two of my girlfriends from back home, we were planning on going on a weekend trip in a city in the middle of where we live. Mm-hmm. It's about an 8-hour drive for both of us. But that was for this weekend. But because I'm moving, we scrapped that idea. And so they were like, hey, the other two were going to get together, and then we were going to FaceTime and drink wine and just kind of hang out kind mm-hmm. of mm-hmm. through FaceTime.
Long distance hang.
Yeah. So those are my plans for tonight, or my tentative plans. We just didn't have anything booked or our time figured out. And so I'm like sitting there explaining to him like the super lame plans and like and as an excuse as to like why I can't come to this thing. And it was just like really awkward. Like, how do you say no to somebody? Like, do you just fake it and say like, oh yeah, I actually have something going on? Or like, I've never flat out said, well, I'm not coming or because I don't want to.
Oh, I've been good at that for the last like couple years of my life. It's like, I just don't want to because I don't feel like it kind of a thing. But that, okay, so like the party that he described sounds unreal cool if it wasn't with someone who sketched you out and people you didn't know. Like if that was a party with like people you actually enjoyed spending time with and partying with, that would be so much fun.
But I know, like it's
with, yeah, because it's with like this guy who kind of gives you the heebie-jeebies. Of course that's not fun.
Yeah, and like, and I said this to Adam as well, because Adam was like flat out like, no. He's like, did he invite both of us or did he just invite you? And I was like, no, he invited both of us. But like I said the same thing. I was like, I don't know anyone who will be there. He'll be the only person I know that's there. And like, how do you... And like,
then it, you kind of become like a hostage at this party.
And like, that's not how I want to spend my last weekend in this city with a bunch of people that I don't know. I said it'd be a completely different story if I had just moved here and like needed to meet people and make friends and all that kind of stuff. Like under different circumstances, sure, that sounds like kind of like a cool environment that I would be open to because I do like to say yes to things. I mean, I know you invited me out to a party with a bunch of people that I didn't know. And it was, like, the first weekend
but I
moved
like,
there.
Really cool, and my friends are really cool.
And so, like, that was an obvious yes. But this was, like, it was just... And so the way that I left it was kind of like, yeah, well, like, maybe I'll be able to come out to part of it. Like, send me the details. Like, I don't, like, what's the time? What's the, like, this was just a verbal exchange. I need something in writing because I can't remember everything you just said to me.
Yeah.
And he didn't send me any details. So maybe he like got the vibe that I was like, I don't want to go.
Good. Did I ever tell you about the time that like I was dating this guy for like a little bit and he came in real hot and was like super into it and like dropping L-bombs and stuff. And I was like, my stomach hurts because it's too much kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. So it didn't last very long, but he had planned to have my bags packed and for us to go away for a weekend, and he wasn't going to tell me like where it was to.
Who packed your bags? Like, he planned for someone to do that for you?
Oh no, that was misleading. I was supposed to pack my bags.
Okay.
Pack your bags, not telling you where we're going kind of a thing, but like make sure you can leave at this time and you're going to be gone until this time or whatever.
That's like super romantic and like that would be really cool.
And where it was too, which he told me after we broke up and didn't go, was to a this like spa retreat, like couples massage and meals and cute like hot tubby, like nice, like again, the same kind of vibe where like what he described would be so freaking awesome if it was with somebody I liked. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad that we broke up before that because that would have been so uncomfortable and awkward. And again, I would have felt like a hostage on this, like, what should have been a romantic, like, weekend.
Mm-hmm. So at what point did he tell you about this? And then at what point did you guys break up? Like, how close?
We broke up and then he told me about it.
Oh, so he hadn't even told you, like, hey, here's what I have planned?
No.
Oh, so
I knew that I knew he had something planned and like the dates and stuff. And but yeah, we broke up before it.
And was that like kind of like one of the reasons that you broke up? You're like, oh, my gosh, he planned this thing and I'm so not in it.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What did he do with it? It was probably non-refundable.
I think I can't remember exactly, but I feel like he told me that he canceled it. And the woman he spoke to like felt like really bad for him.
Oh, that's harsh. That's rough. That kind of reminds me of our friend's situation. Do you think that'd be cool if we would talk about that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, you think it'd be like all right and she wouldn't care?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's not mention her name.
So that kind of reminds me of something that just happened to like one of our really good friends recently. Mm-hmm. She's like was in a long distance relationship. And
I think we need to give more context.
Okay. Give all the context that you think is needed.
Okay. So she's our our friend. So Janelle and I are just two thirds of like an awesome group of three that Spencer calls. It was him who coined our,
yeah,
our little
was.
Group nickname. So we're the troublemakers, which is funny because it's just cute. So like, anyways, we're three pals who now, like, so we all met living in the same city where Janelle's about to move from, but now we all live in different places and Janelle's about to move to a different place too, but we still talk like a lot.
Yeah.
Like almost every day.
It's awesome. And I love it.
I know, me too. And then, so while we were all in the same city, Spencer, who was in university there, made some friends from school, and our friend started dating one of those guys. And as weird as it was, I remember just being like, this is weird, like at the beginning. They were actually like such a good, they were like such a good couple with each other because they were both very weird and strange, but like,
yeah, like
so
really.
Nice to each other and like
complimented each other kind of thing. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. They haven't lived in the same city for a while now.
Yeah. So he was going to school here. She was working here. And there was one summer where he went away for work. So they did a long distance relationship for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came back and then she moved away. Mm-hmm. Right. That's kind of how it worked. And then, yeah. So
like a year later, almost.
Yeah. And so it had been, they've been in a long distance relationship since, oh, at least 6 months now.
Yeah. So she just went back to where he goes to school and where you live for a visit. And they broke up while she was there.
Yeah, like on the last day, she was here for a whole week, and we hung out a couple of times. It wasn't like anything that I saw that looked like they weren't getting along, or there wasn't any, like, it looked like they were having a great visit with each other and having a great time, like, just mm-hmm. previously, like, seeing them together. And so it wasn't until, like, a couple of days after she had flown home that she shared the news with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, like, I just couldn't imagine. Like, I think it happened, like, right before she got on the plane.
Yeah, she was like, she said it was, the night before she left.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. And he was just like, this isn't working. Like, the distance, I think, was too much kind of a thing.
Yeah. It's not an easy thing to be in.
No. And also, both of their futures are, like, kind of up in the air. He's about to finish school. That may take him to a career who knows where. She lives somewhere where she's not going to be there for too long, like,
no, yeah, maybe
she's
another
kind of transient
year.
Yeah, and then so they're kind of both up in the air, so I get it. And she's like really taking it like a champ, because she's like, he's still wonderful, like I still care about him so much, we're on good terms, he's the greatest, blah 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 blah. But I think it's breakups, even the best of breakups, are still like really hard.
Yeah. And I know a couple of people at work have brought it up because they found out via social media, because I think she shared it on social media that they'd broken up. And a lot of people think he was kind of a dick for it.
Well,
and so I don't know, like, I'm like, well, I don't know. This is like a hard situation to gauge, because
one hand, it's like she just flew, took like a bunch of vacation days and spent money and time to go visit him, and he broke up with her. But on the other hand, that's probably a nicer way to break up with someone than like FaceTime or text
or phone call. Something like
yeah.
that. Especially
to be able to do it in person is nice.
And especially if, like, they still love and care about each other, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like it was, like, this big blow-up, awful kind of breakup, which, yeah, nobody wants to do that in person.
And maybe he was on the fence about it, and they got to spend that time together and kind of see if that's, like, who knows, but, like...
Yeah.
I don't think he's a dick because of it.
I definitely didn't think that way, because I was like, put yourself in his shoes. You know, maybe it was that time together that... was like, okay, maybe like we're not clicking as much as we used to, or whatever it was. You spend so mm-hmm. much time apart from somebody, and then maybe it's not quite the same when you get back together. And also, like, maybe like she couldn't have canceled her flight and all that kind of, you know, like,
yeah.
At what point did he think maybe this isn't working for me? And maybe it was only like a week or two before she was about to arrive.
Yeah, maybe. And then he's not going to be like, hey, I changed my mind, like, don't come at all. Like, it, like, again, like, they still care about each other and stuff, mm-hmm. so probably wanted to see each other. I think it's interesting timing, because I had just told, I don't know why, but, like, lately I'm really into Ariana Grande. And
okay.
I just think she's, like, really funny and, like, super talented and stuff. And her energy, something about her reminds me of our friend. And she just had like a super public breakup.
Oh, that would be awful.
Pete Davidson. And then she's got that Thank You Next song, which is such an awesome song, especially if you're like going through a breakup. So yeah, at least our friend has Ariana Grande
to help her get through the breakup.
Commiserate with, yeah. Her, like, soul twin.
Yeah. It also kind of reminds me of the breakup that I had in my last breakup, which was, like, a long-distance relationship in the sense that we lived, like, 2 hours apart. So it wasn't, like, super long distance, but we see each other all the time. It, to me, sounds crazy because we'd been together for 5 years, and we essentially broke up over the phone. And I feel like a lot of people are like, oh, that's such a shitty way to, like, break up with somebody, especially for that long. But he didn't plan for that to happen because, like, you realize or you understand, like, the alarm bells, like they go off as soon as it's like, okay, like, that's a little weird. And I think what had happened in our situation is that he called me, like, on a Wednesday, and we were supposed to see each other that weekend, but he was like, I'm going to take the day off on Friday, and I'm going to come see you, and we're going to have a good talk. And I was like...
Oh.
I was like, what? And just immediately was like, you're breaking up with me, aren't you? And it was like the worst phone call of my entire life. And it was probably like an hour long. And just like, you know, sitting there trying to convince this person to not do it. Like,
aww.
And it was like, it was horrendous. And then it was, and he still did. He came down and he saw me on the Friday or whatever. I mean, we had a few things that we had to like exchange, like personal belongings wise, but also, yeah. I guess just to talk more. Like, part of me was like, don't come. Part of me was like, yes, come. Like, it was just, it was weird. Because, like, at that point, you already knew somebody had broken up with you, but then you were going to go see them 2 days later, and it was just like, I don't know. But breakups are weird.
They are weird.
I mean, we talked about breakups last time, like, last week, too, or 2 weeks ago, whenever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're sad.
They are sad.
Mm-hmm.
But real uncomfortable.
Generally, always for the best.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hells yeah.
Oh, by the way, speaking of like something that happened in a previous episode, I believe it was last week's episode, we were talking about Christmas movies.
Mm-hmm.
And you said that guy looked like my boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, they're twins.
Oh my gosh. No. Like,
yeah.
No. I do not find that guy attractive at all. And I think my boyfriend is smoking hot.
They're twins.
No. And then so I told Adam, I was like, oh, yeah, Sam thinks that you look like this guy. And he's like, that guy? And then he was so insulted. So insulted.
Did you guys watch the movie?
No, but I fully plan to.
Cool.
Yeah, I saw I think the trailer came on after we were done watching a show on Netflix. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, that's that show. And then I was like, oh, that's the guy?
They're identical.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Spencer brought me bacon.
Mm. Spencer, where's my bacon?
She wants bacon too.
Well, tell Adam to chop chop there.
Adam, chop chop.
Oh, and I'm jealous of your bacon, so that's fun. But I guess we should wrap up this episode.
Oh, yeah. I have put bacon in my mouth.
So if you ever want to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter. At TCGA Podcast. We put fun polls up there sometimes for you to answer.
Facebook. This Could Get Awkward. Or you can email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com.
And our website is thiscouldgetawkward.com. And please keep those wonderful reviews coming in. All right. I can hear you chewing.
Still. I'm trying to chew so quietly. I'm really sorry.
That's gross. All right. Bye.